today's country and your all-time favorites. 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen, and joining me here in the bullpen this morning from foster grandparents, it's Jennifer Lance joining me. Jennifer, as always, a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, Rob.
Absolutely. We actually met up over the weekend, Nashua Water Over the Dam Days, during the parade, and figured we keep up with you guys and see what's going on. And first off, foster grandparents, how things come along there?
Everything's going good. Exciting news. On July 1st, we will be giving our grandparents a little bit of a raise. So everybody's excited about that, because with gas prices going up and cost of living going up, they were really relieved about that. So
that little bit goes a long way. Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
So that going on. Also, Little Sprouts. We talked about that briefly not that long ago, and how things coming along there.
Yeah, they actually moved now, so that's exciting for them. So congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. We are looking for foster grandparents over there and over in Fredericksburg, too. So if anybody's interested, please give us a call at 641-257-6327.
Now, Little Sprouts Daycare, that was also a name change that recently occurred as well.
Yes. It used to be the Great Plays Daycare. Mm-hmm.
Very good. So with that, and also... you're kind of looking, kind of a call to action with some more people interested in volunteering their services for foster grandparents. Of course, you've looked in the past, grandmas, grandpas, you know, those who interested to get in. And what are the prerequisites, once again, for foster grandparents?
Well, you must be over 55 years of age. And then you fill out your application. There's a background check and fingerprinting, of course, because nobody... You know, it's
Yeah, you want to make sure that everybody.
Want to make sure the kids are safe.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. One little addition to the requisites this year is also you're kind of looking for some other applicants besides the grandparents you're looking for this year.
Yeah, any teacher for any of the schools in the area. Any of the daycare providers, any nonprofit with children, we can talk to them and see if they would like some foster grandparents in there just to help out. And the kids love them. It's extra help for everybody and for the teachers and the daycare providers. But it also, the kids really just enjoy the grandparents and
absolutely. Yes. Speaking with Jennifer Lance here from Foster Grandparents. Recently celebrated anniversary, too, with Foster Grandparents. Was it like 50-some
yeah,
odd years?
This is our 50th year.
50th, okay.
In North Iowa, so that was really exciting.
Yeah, and always looking for more volunteers, as mentioned. And also... with that in mind, also later on, there will be maybe future recruitment sessions you guys are going to be doing down the line, possibly?
Yes. In New Hampton, Fredericksburg, I know we're working on that right now with our recruiter. And so, yes, please come to those or call the office. And either way, we will get you hooked up and so you can spend some time with the children that need it.
More information, Jennifer, just kind of go to, the Charles City website is probably the best point of reference?
Yes, City of Charles City. Then you go under departments and you go to foster grandparent program department. And that will give you the information there. We're also on Facebook, Foster Grandparents Program Charles City. Mm-hmm. And then we are just... come in to the office. We're open 8 to 4 every day. That is 624 North Main Street. Mm-hmm. So we're always, walk-ins are very welcome. So
okay, very good. Well, Jennifer Lance here from Foster Grandparents. Thanks for joining me this morning on the updates there with Foster Grandparents and, of course, with Little Sprouts as well. Always looking for more volunteers. And let's get some more coming along here. Do appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
You bet. 8:11 here on the Morning Roundup.